Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's City Council meeting for the City of Mesa for Monday, November 7th, 2011. I am Mayor Scott Smith. As always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Reverend Paul Whitlock of the Desert Heritage Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Dave Richens. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
I invite you to pray with me. Loving God, we pray for the city of Mesa and for the surrounding area, that the needs for all, for food and shelter, work, justice and dignity might be met. We pray that the diverse people living here may join our efforts to seek the good for all. We thank you, O God, for the gift of leadership you have gathered here. We pray for civil discourse. Guide us as we meet together, that we might listen more than we speak, that we might think calmly and carefully, decide wisely and well. We ask you to bless the representatives we have elected. Grant that through their discussions and decisions we may solve our problems effectively, enhance the well-being of our city and community, and achieve together a fairer, more united society. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. One of the great privileges we have as a council is to recognize accomplishments by our staff. We've had several in the last few months where our staff have gone beyond I don't want to say could be on the call of duty, that's so trite. But they've really excelled, and they've received recognition from outside groups for being excellent. And it's great to pat ourselves on the back, but when others tell you what they think and they judge you and they judge you to be excellent, that's even that's really special. So tonight we're going to hear from Pete. Now, you know, I've only known 3 years and I've known you as Pete the whole time. So if I butcher your last name, which you'll find out why, I just knew you as Pete. Scarafiotti?
Correct.
There we go. So Pete Scarafiotti, who's our fleet director, fleet services director, will come on up and present Fleet's 100 Best Award. Pete, come on up.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. This year, the Government Fleet Management Alliance has awarded the Fleet Services Department two awards. One of those is a position in the 100 Best Fleet Awards, and the other one is the Crystal Award for Fleet Management Certification. Both of these programs recognize excellence in the fleet management profession, and they are actually ensuring compliance with over 100 different benchmark criteria within our trade and industry. The fleet here in Mesa is one of only three ASC-certified Blue Seal facilities within the state, and that is something that's quite remarkable considering almost no governmental fleet participates in that private sector program. So you have a very excellent program in the fleet department. What I'd like to do is introduce Mr. Jim Wright, who is the Principal of Fleet Counselor Services, and he'll be making both of these awards to Fleet from the Government Fleet Management Alliance. Mr. Jim Wright.
Thank you, Pete. Mr. Mayor, members of Council, come before you as a proud citizen and a local business owner to present to your fleet management operation two national awards. One is the Best 100 Fleets. And just to give you an idea on how significant it is that you make this Best 100 list, between what we call the nonprofit, regulated industry, city, county, state, municipal, townships, federal government, utilities, universities, all those, there's approximately 38,000 entities in North America. Several of those, several thousand, compete to be listed within the Best 100. So this is quite an accomplishment, and your fleet department is well recognized nationwide now as a true leader in the industry. Next, I'd like to present the Crystal Award to Pete, and I won't pronounce his last name. Scarafiotti. Excuse me. The Crystal Award is presented to fleets that meet the certification testing criteria, which is very extensive. If there was such a thing, it would be the equivalent of a master's degree for an entire department, because it takes an entire department to pass. No one individual in fleet management could pass this alone. So it's truly been a team effort. Their team is to be recognized. Again, we have several hundred fleets attempting to obtain the Crystal Award. I'm happy to announce to you that the City of Mesa is among 14 throughout North America that's been able to achieve this. Some fleets have been working on this for as long as 10 years. So it's really quite the achievement. So, Pete.
Thank you. And if my math is right, that means that with top 100, you're in the 99.7 percentile.
Very close.
Yeah, you can't get much higher than that. So congratulations.
Thank
you. And I think you want me down there to help take a picture.
As a sidebar, since I'm local, I keep a close eye on him.
Well, he knows how to pronounce my name. Mayor, Council, obviously, an award like this is not something that's easily achieved, not essentially by one individual, but by a group of people. What I'd like to do is introduce the fleet management team that have worked very hard to bring this achievement home. I'd like to introduce Mr. Jim Gould, who is our Fleet Support Administrator. Mr. John Milhon, Fleet Maintenance Superintendent. Herb Moore, our Budget Analyst. Pat Mann, Parts Department. Tony Cronin, Fleet Equipment Coordinator. And Denise Ruther, Fleet Management Systems. I would like to give them all a round of applause. Thank you, Mayor, Council.
Thank you, and on behalf of the not only this council, but the citizens of Mesa, thank you so very much for being the best of the best. Like I said, this is the fun part, because we really have excellent people who work for the City of Mesa, and they are they're winning awards, they're winning recognition. That's because they do a great job, and we thank you for that. And I hate to belabor this point, but it's not exactly like you have resources that are flowing, just at will. You're doing a great job in spite of the challenges we've had, and that really makes it special, because you're excelling with several obstacles to overcome. So thank you so very much. And I'm especially interested in that one where the Blue Seal that you say is primarily a private sector.
That's correct.
And I think that's one thing that I really appreciate, is that our departments, many of our departments, do operate as if they're, this government private sector. They operate as though the standards are set. As if they're competing in the market, and you really are, because you understand that certainly with the environment that's here, that you have to compete with the best, whether they're governmental, private, or whatever. So I appreciate that attitude. That's a great culture to have, and I know that it comes from the leadership. So thank you so very much, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda, and the consent agenda tonight will be read in by Mr. Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you are interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Anthology Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Sunday, December 11th, 108 West Main Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Knights of Columbus All Saints Council, 9485, one-day fraternal event, Saturday, December 3rd, 1534 North Wrecker Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Knights of Columbus All Saints Council, 9485, one-day fraternal event, Saturday, January 7th, 1534 North Wrecker Road. Item 3D, act on new beer and wine bar license for Rochester's Family Dining and Sports Bar, 721 South Rochester. Item 3E, act on new restaurant license for Rochester's Family Dining and Sports Bar, 721 South Rochester. Item 3F, act on new restaurant license for That Place Sports Grill, 1038 East Main Street. Item 4A has been deleted. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase traffic signal heads and countdown pedestrian modules for the Transportation Department, fully funded by an ADOT project federal grant. Item 4C, act on contract for Landia mast-mounted submersible mixers for the Water Resources Department. Item 4D, act on contract for portable transport ventilators and related equipment for the Fire Department, fully funded by the Department of Homeland Security Metropolitan Medical Response System grant. Item 4E, act on contract to provide fasteners, hardware, and electrical supplies for fleet services in various city departments. Item 4F, act to renew supply and maintenance contract for fire extinguishers for fire department. Item 4G, act to renew contract for automatic transmission repairs and services for the fleet services and fire departments. Item 4H, act on contract for 6th Drive infrastructure improvements, date to Country Club Drive. Funding is available in the fiscal year 11-12 water, wastewater, and gas capital bond programs and transportation field operations budget. Item 4I, act on contract for Hibbert and First Street drainage improvements. Funding is from a grant from the Flood Control District of Maricopa County and the fiscal year 11-12 streets operating budget. Item 4J, act on contract for excess liability insurance. Item 4K, act on contract for property insurance. Item 4L, act on contract for aviation insurance. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with Maricopa County to reimburse the city for the Iron Avenue roadway improvements. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with Gilbert Public Schools for school resource officers. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z11-20, the 1400 block of South Val Vista Drive, located east of Val Vista and north of the US 60, for a rezone to allow development of an apartment complex. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z11-25, 26 North Matlock Street, located west of Stapley Drive and north of Main Street, for a rezone to allow development of a commercial kitchen. Item 7, assigned delinquent accounts to collection services for the three-month period ending June 30th, 2011. Item 8A, act on ordinance regarding Z11-17 for the 300 West through 100 East blocks of Main Street, located between 1st Street and 1st Avenue from Country Club Drive to McDonald, and located between 1st Street and 2nd Avenue from McDonald to Centennial Way, Serine. This request for a rezone will establish a downtown events overlay district along the Main Street corridor. Item 8B, act on ordinance regarding Z11-24, 1954 West Broadway, located on the northeast corner of Dobson Road and Broadway Road. Request for a council use permit to allow development of a pawn shop. Item 8C, act on ordinance amending Title 10, Chapter 4 of Mesa City Code to establish speed limits of 30 miles per hour on certain sections of Mesa Drive and Springwood Boulevard. And item 8D, act on ordinance amending Title 10, Chapter 10 of the Mesa City Code to simplify the citation and court process for temporary traffic control violations and authorizing clarifications and corrections of the traffic barricade manual to be issued. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a council member would wish to remove from the consent agenda? I have a request here, but I'm not sure whether, Ms. Egbert, you want to remove the item. Ms. Egbert, where?
Egbert.
Egbert. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was reading Egbert and Hibbert at the same time. Ms. Egbert, would you like to remove this item, or do you just want a chance to address the council on some issues related to drainage? Okay.
By Dan Womack, your project engineer.
So do you have an issue that you'd like to address this particular thing, or is it in general as it relates to? Because I can pull this from the consent agenda, or I can give you time at the end of the meeting to come up and make that pertinent thing.
Could just be sent around for your council members.
Okay.
I would like a private meeting with you and my council members.
We'll have a staff member get together with you and set up that meeting. Okay.
Ian will get our information so we can get back in contact her. But we'll be glad to set the meeting up.
I just want you to see what's been. Okay.
Sure. Great.
Do you have the?
I got your address right here.
Oh, you have the pictures?
I don't have the.
Oh, you
the
have.
Pictures are coming. Okay. Good. We'll make sure. We'll see that happens. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Kill two birds with one stone. How about that? All right. Therefore, we will not pull it from the consent agenda. Is there any discussion? Wait a second. I have a motion from the Vice Mayor and to approve the consent agenda, a second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7 ayes and no nays. Therefore, the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 9A, a public hearing for the continuation of the Mesa Town Center Improvement District for an additional 5 years. The Mesa Town Center Improvement District number 228 was established to provide enhanced municipal services for the town centers. And then item, that's a public hearing, and we'll have a presentation to begin this. Ms. Natalie?
Good evening, Mayor and members of the council. My name is Natalie Lewis, and I work in the city manager's office in Mesa. And I'm here tonight to talk to you about the Mesa Town Center Improvement District. We'll talk a little bit, very briefly, about the history of the Improvement District, some of the services or the benefits that are provided through the district, and the Downtown Mesa Association, David Short, is here with me to do that portion. And then to talk about the purpose of tonight's public hearing, to be very clear for everybody here and at home. The history of the Improvement District was back in 1984, there were a group of property owners in downtown who really were interested in receiving enhanced services for the downtown district. So they decided to join and create a nonprofit. The nonprofit used to be called the Mesa Town Center. I think it started as the Development Corporation, went to the Downtown Center itself, and now is known today as the Downtown Mesa Association. In 1985, through the state statute, they were able to create what's called a Special Improvement District, and it was created in accordance with state statute, and it was for the downtown square mile, which basically is from Country Club to Mesa Drive and then Broadway to University. The purpose of the Special Improvement District is for marketing, enhanced marketing, events, promotions, and making absolutely sure our downtown is clean and as safe as possible. The way this works is that district property owners are assessed annually. It's based on three things, the zone that they're in. So if you're in more the core of the zone of the district, you have a higher level of benefit and are going to pay a slightly higher assessment fee, also based on land use and on square footage. Those annual assessment rates are then set by City Council each year. So property owners can come forward and they can protest at that point the calculation of their assessment or the rates themselves. The county collects the assessment funds. They pass those to the city, and the city passes those all those funds directly onto the Downtown Mesa Association. And then as the largest property owner in downtown, the city voluntarily contributes annually, and we do that through some agreements that we have with the Downtown Mesa Association. And then also every 5 years, the district eligible property owners have the ability to come forward and decide whether or not to continue the district through this public hearing process, which is what we're doing this evening. And then I'm going to go ahead and invite David up to talk a little bit about the benefits.
Good evening, Mayor, Vice Mayor, Council. David Short, Executive Director of the Downtown Mesa Association. As the director of the DMA, we are privileged to contract for these services, these enhanced services, which focus on many different things. Clean and safe is kind of the origination of what the DMA has done over the past many years, and we continue to do that. Our guys take great pride in keeping downtown Mesa and the square mile as clean as possible, removing graffiti, trash, all types of objects, shopping carts, dump sites. And while there's the core area and the outskirts area, our guys really focus on all areas as if they were Main Street. So they take great pride in keeping the vast area clean. Lately, we've definitely been focusing on marketing, special events, and activation, bringing more people down to see what a beautiful downtown area we have, what great retail shops and restaurants that we have to offer the community. Currently, for the year 2011, by the end, we'll have funded or produced 30 event days in downtown Mesa, and we'll have partnered and promoted another 14, and we continue to look to grow that. And again, we're just always looking at doing more things more efficiently. For example, we've brought holiday lights in-house this year, and as you will see as you leave tonight, if you go down Main Street, that the lights are going up on the side trees. We are hiring a contractor to do the palms that will start shortly, but those are basically just the overviews of the services that we offer and continue to offer downtown. Thank you.
So this evening's public hearing is that opportunity for the eligible property owners to protest the continuation of the district. While you don't like to receive any protests, the Downtown Mesa Association, we've received three this year, have attempted to reach out to those property owners. Out of the three categories, you have to have more than 50% in square footage, dollars assessed, and the total number of property owners. These three protests represent under 1% of the entire district, if you average those three areas. Since the majority is not received, and if the council chooses to do so, the district then continues for another 5 years. These are the locations of the three protests. Generally, they're on the outskirts of the district boundary. And with that, staff's recommendation is to go ahead and continue the Mesa Town Center Special Improvement District number 228 for another 5 years. The Downtown Mesa Association concurs, and we're here and available if you have any other questions or comments.
The question I have, just a clarification, this is not setting the rate for the assessments
to
the tonight's meeting.
This is only to continue.
Something which is more substantive, which is to allow the Mesa Town Center Improvement District to continue to exist.
That is correct. And each year, property owners have the ability to come forward in another public hearing process about the rates.
Okay, the assessment rates.
The assessment rates.
Okay. Thank you. Any specific questions right now for Natalie? Councilmember Finter.
Is there any process in place that 2 years from now there was some discontent or problems that the property owners couldn't gather and call for another election or another consideration? Is there anything in the bylaws or anything along those lines?
Councilmember Finter, members of the council, by this resolution, the council is saying when the issue will come back to council. Actually, state law does not require that it come back once it's established, but in Mesa, the council has chosen to pass a resolution only establishing it for X number of years, and it's typically been 5 years. You have before you a resolution that again asks to continue it for 5 years, which means that issue would not come back to you again for 5 years. Now, the assessments would come back to you each year, and the property owners could challenge the assessment that's being made, but they would not challenge the creation or continuation of the district until the 5 years has expired.
Okay. We have three citizens that have asked to comment on this. The first one is Mr. Bob, and I apologize if I butcher your name, Carafell?
Very good.
Good. Mr. Carafell, you want to come up to the podium here and for the record, restate your name and address, and you have 3 minutes, sir. Thanks so much for coming.
Yep, my name is Bob Carafell, and I own the property at 218 East Broadway. I've owned it since 1980. I've operated businesses out of that property since 1980. I don't feel that I'm one of the people on the outskirts, and I don't feel that we benefit from the assessment that we are being charged. So I am against renewing the Mesa Town Center Improvement District. That being said, I have a major concern for this current paperwork that we've received. I've received many packets of paperwork over the years But this most recent packet of paperwork is guiding, or maybe I'm interpreting, but it kind of leads me into thinking that this the council may terminate or modify the district on the council's own initiative. And if that is going to happen, if that is under discussion, I would like to know, and also, if this town center goes away, what is going to replace it? You know, this light rail thing is a big issue. And my concern is the town center improvement district goes away, and then another improvement district is created and costs us more money. So tell me straight out what's going on.
I don't know exactly what communication you're referring to. Maybe Natalie or David can talk about that. But Ms. Spinner, why don't you talk about, sorry to put you on the spot. For example, I'm not aware of anything that this council has proposed or would do as far as altering the terms of the existence of the town center. So I don't know exactly what that would refer to. But talk about a little bit of what happened if the town center went away, the improvement district.
If the town center goes away, the square mile then would no longer be entitled to receive enhanced municipal services that they now receive, and the level of services would be the same as level of services all across the city.
Okay. Mr. Brady?
Mayor, let me just clarify, and I think you raised a question I think we can answer. The city's not contemplating any other type of district, whether it's related to light rail or anything else in the downtown area. The only district, or if you call it a district, is this downtown management association. So if that you asked that question, I just want to clarify that there isn't a contemplated any other district or anything else like that.
There have been some studies and things as far as some overlay, but those do not impact the town center improvement.
Their land use.
Those are just
development
studies.
Yeah, land use and development.
Ms. Spinner?
Well, Mayor, I was just going to add, if the confusion is the timing, where we have light rail coming now and the council is taking action on this resolution, it's simply a matter of the town district was last continued 5 years ago.
Calendar item.
Yes, it's just coming because now is the time that it will expire if the council doesn't take additional action to continue it. So it has this really has nothing to do with the light rail project.
I don't know if that answers your question. I'm not aware, unless someone knows, I'm not aware of any movement or any suggestion to modify or otherwise change what exists right now. Mm-hmm. Now, every year we have the discussion on the budget for the town center and the DMA, but that's a completely separate issue, and there has been a lot of discussion as to exactly how best to spend that money and what services will be provided by the DMA or otherwise, but I'm not aware of anything. Am I missing some? I'm getting a lot of shaking heads that no one else on the council is aware of that. So,
okay. Well, I've addressed my concerns, okay. And we'll see where it all goes.
Thank you. The second person to speak is Mr. Craig Prouty. Mr. Prouty, thank you for being here. And once again, restate your name and address in 3 minutes.
Thank you. My name's Craig Prouty. My address is 3713 East Galvin Street, Cave Creek, Arizona. And I'm speaking in favor of continuing the district. I'm a property owner downtown. I've also been president of the Downtown Association. A number of the benefits you've already heard, but some that I'd like to bring up is over the last 4 years, we've had a very difficult economic time. There's been financing issues, there's been leasing issues, businesses have closed. And the edge that we've had down here that I see on a daily basis is that we have an association that keeps the streets clean, it keeps the graffiti down, it keeps the papers picked up. And that edge has allowed us in this with these challenges to get the spaces rented. Our spaces right now are completely rented. We have contemporary businesses in there that are looking forward to a bright future. They recognize the light rail is coming. We've been able to take this and relate to them that because of the downtown, the Downtown Association, the streets will be kept clean, And the back alleys will be kept clean because a lot of the traffic at a point in time will be going out the back. So I support this. This definitely is one of those rare occasions that when you put a tax dollar down, you can see it at work next week. So I support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Prouty. The next person is Mr. Kirk Hoffman. Thank you, Mr. Hoffman.
Mayor, Vice Mayor, Council. Kirk Hoffman, 260 West Main Street, downtown Mesa Country Club in Maine. I'm a merchant. I'm in strong support of the Special Improvement District. I see firsthand how it improves our businesses, the merchants downtown. Some of the ways that it does that, I've been a merchant owner downtown for 8 years. The Clean and Safe program is an incredible program. I get a chance to see some of the numbers come through as well. They're cleaning up 800 to 1,000 bags of trash per month, covering up graffiti, 80 to 100 tags per month, which keeps our downtown area tidy and inviting. It enables us to keep our merchants here, have some self-pride, to be able to lease, attract new businesses, and then to keep the ones that are already here. In addition to that, the marketing efforts of the DMA that's made available through the Special Improvement District, they're able to take care of the kiosk and the directories. They have assorted brochures at the DMA office that allows, and that's for merchants and services and attractions that for our city, so when people come in to the office, they can find a place to eat or find a place to go, know more about the Mac Center, know more about the museums that we have down here, which I think is a great tool. The brand new website, if you haven't seen it, is incredible. Huge upgrade from what we had before in the past. The newsletters that go out, the email blasts, the weekly, biweekly, monthly, that keep all of the city, not just the downtown, but informed of the events that that go on downtown, and which leads me into events. The DMA has really gone, tried to not only start new events like the Trick or Treat on Main Street, which was a huge success, giving children a chance to trick or treat at different businesses and whatnot that maybe their parents hadn't been in before. Inheriting the motorcycles on Main, and that's improving monthly, weather permitting, of course. So, and then the other events that they team up with the city with Celebration of Freedom, second Friday night out, Old West Days. I'm getting low on my time here, but Old West Days, the presidential debate that's coming up. You have those things that that are key parts of this. And lastly, the light rail that's coming in. The city, the downtown area needs a liaison, a partner. There are going to be some trying times through the construction of this light rail, and the DMA has been there for us. And my time is up, guys. Thank you I went over. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Ms. Crocker, are there any more requests to speak from the audience?
No additional requests, Mayor.
Therefore, I declare this public hearing closed. And the next item is item 9B, which is to take action on a resolution approving the continuation of the Mesa Town Center Improvement District number 228 for an additional 5 years. I'll entertain a motion to approve item 9B. Councilmember Higgins. Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. I wonder if Mr. Short could address just a fast question for me. Should have fired it off to him a little bit earlier. Hi, how are you? I was just looking at the map. One of the gentlemen who's concerned that he's not, doesn't feel that he's getting the value directly from his dollar, and he's out right on the tip of the, right on the edge of the district along Broadway Road. I guess when you look at this map of the downtown area, there's quite a bit going on up on University. We have city facilities where we have concerts, that kind of thing. A lot of beautification there, a lot of homes that have been renewed. We have Site 17, which we're going to be seeing hopefully some activity on soon. Downtown Mesa is actually doing very well. I've been impressed I think the last speaker did a very nice job of identifying a lot of what's going on. But as you move to the south, it's very industrial. Right. And on the other side of that road is Broadway Road, also very industrial as well. I guess the question here would be, you know, what kind of value is that industrial area to the north of Broadway Road seeing as opposed to what's happening on the south side? Is it, have we really taken a look at the boundaries of the district to determine whether we need to be that far south or maybe, I mean, I'm looking pretty much south of 2nd Avenue is pretty industrial.
I think an important element for the industrial area is while they probably don't see as much of the activation and the marketing, we market all our businesses, and again, Main Street and the customer-friendly restaurant retail area receive the most. But the cleaning is where that comes into play, that a lot of that the industrial area does require a lot more of the upkeep, the removal of shopping carts, you know, things that are dumped, tires, and that nature. And while we kind of hear that a lot, that people don't see the benefit or don't see, you know, what's taking place, that's because our guys are doing it before they see it, which our objective is to get the stuff cleaned up before the people notice it or have to call in and complain about it. So, you know, they're out there first thing in the morning picking things up, keeping things clean. And so that's probably the biggest benefit to the industrial area.
Okay. I guess at some point, what I would suggest at this point is a little more outreach perhaps to the southern portion to demonstrate a little bit more value. And over the course of the next few years, try to determine if the boundaries that we've established are necessary or maybe they're inadequate. So I'm opening this up to either shrinking this down to concentrate on the areas that we need to concentrate on or possibly even opening it up. I know there's some opportunities far out in the future for this area down south. The rail line there opens up that possibility of maybe commuter rail one day, but that's going to be a long time in coming. So I would just like to keep an open mind as to what areas that we're servicing, make sure that everybody's getting some value for the dollar that they're putting into this, and take a critical look on the areas we're serving to make sure that, one, that we're serving it adequately, and two, that it's a proper border. Proper
we certainly do, and we'll continue to do so.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Councilmember Fenter.
I just wanted to offer, I'm supporting this resolution and wanted to give you just a quick little experience I had. We had a large university in town recently from a major East Coast city, and they've been looking at the downtown area for some possibilities. Actually, there's been several, and I had a chance to go to lunch and meet with this very large group, and overwhelmingly, their comments to me were they could not believe how clean and nice and orderly downtown was, coming from the circumstances that they are in and looking at possibly opening, you know, doing business here in downtown Mesa. They were visibly shocked to see how well maintained our downtown area is compared to what they've dealt with. So I take that information, I look at the events that have been going on, the ongoing events, the crowds that have been found, and a lot of the efforts that are happening. So I'm going to support this, and I think it is a positive move in the right direction, and there are benefits being paid, and I hope those will come to fruition down the road. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from the council? I can understand why people who are away from Main Street and are on the outskirts, you know, sometimes feel like they're sort of orphaned. It's tough when you draw arbitrary lines, and even though there are four arterials, those are still arbitrary. On the other hand, I had the same experience, and I've had it several times that Councilmember Fenter had, where I've had people from out of town who comment on our downtown area and how clean it is. And they don't just drive down Main Street. They get off and they walk through, or not walk, but they're driven through other areas that aren't developed or that maybe are a little bit more industrial, and they're amazed at how clean and orderly it is. And I guarantee that leaves an impression. And in many ways, DMA, you do your job too well. Because it's sort of like you said, you do things so people don't notice, and maybe if you quit doing it, maybe people would start noticing. I'm not going to suggest that. I just think that in many ways, you keep it clean, you keep the graffiti off, and there's maybe a misperception that there's no value being received. And I would think that if our town center is any like most other town centers I've seen, if we did not have this, that we would experience much of the same things that other town centers experience, which is trash, which is unkept alleyways, which are garbage being dumped. So whatever reason, downtown's become the local landfill for many people. We have that happening, but we also have an organization and a mechanism to take care of that, and that costs money, and that takes resources. And so I think that there is a real value here, because I've had people who come in from out of town, and believe me, they tell me all the other things that might be wrong with the city. But the one thing that I have never had anyone tell me is that they thought our downtown was anything other than amazing because of how clean and orderly it is. And that's a direct result of this district, the assessments that are paid, and the efforts that DMA puts into that. I also would like to comment on, and this doesn't directly relate to it because it has to do with investments the city has made in our downtown, that, gee, all the frontage and some of the investments the city have made, boy, that certainly has worked out well. Yeah, it has. One of the reasons we have some of the opportunities, and many of the opportunities, such as the universities and colleges, is because the city made investment many years ago, and the property owners in downtown have continued to make an investment through their assessments. That creates opportunities. That creates opportunities throughout the town center. Those opportunities sometimes don't appear overnight. This is not a process for those who may not be patient, because sometimes it does take a few years. But I think, as Mr. Prouty and Mr. Hoffman talked about, there are great things going on in our downtown, and our town center really is a Main Street out kind of involvement. As Main Street advances, you'll see the ripple effect going out, because you'll see that kind of investment in both housing and businesses, and good things will happen. And it's taken a while, but we're seeing the result of that, and we haven't even gotten to light rail yet, and I think that's going to make a huge impact after it's put in. So I'm going to support this. I think there are questions that people can raise, and it's always good to have a debate as to how we spend the money, how DMA operates. I think the property owners need to challenge their own organization to do things that benefit the area as a whole. The city will continue to challenge that, not because we're the city, but because we're the largest landowner in the square mile. And we have a vested interest on behalf of the citizens of Mesa in what happens to us. We also provide all the utilities in downtown, believe me. It pains me to see vacant stores and vacant land, because all I see are millions of dollars that do not come into city coffers from electricity and water and sewer and trash collections, because those vacant properties are not producing the kind of revenues which help provide city services. So we have a vested interest in what happens, a true vested interest as an entity and also as citizens. And so I am going to wholeheartedly support the continuation of this district and look forward to even bigger and better things. So we have a motion by Councilmember Glover, second by Councilmember Higgins. Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the item 9B is approved. The next item we have is item from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, do we have any more requests to speak?
No, Mayor, we do not.
And Ms. Eggert, if you're still here? Oh, yeah. If you want to come up afterwards, we'll be more than happy to get that appointment going. We've seen your pictures. I'm wondering if the things we approved tonight won't take care of your problem. It looks like it probably is. Yeah. Yeah, from the look of it, it looks like that's exactly what this is going to cure. So I hope we've taken care of your issue. Now, how's that for responsiveness? You show up at a meeting, and we've already got a project doing it. Yeah, we'll still meet with you. Okay. All righty. I have a motion to adjourn from Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you so very much.